You know, the Shemitah begins shortly. And we have to begin by discussing the very fundamental question, whether Shemitah is the Oraisa or Shemitah is the Rabbonan. It impacts on just about everything we'll be learning the entire summer. So let's begin. Does everyone have a Gemara Gittin? Because otherwise we can start with the Rash. How many have this Otzer HaShvius? Not that many? All right. So then let's start with the Rash then, because I want to start with something which everybody has. I assume you are aware that the Mishnah HaShvius have Mefarshim on the sides, the Rambam towards the inside, the Rash Mishants, of Shimshon Mishants, the Bali Atosus on the outside. So without further ado, let's just begin the Rash. Does everyone have a Mishnah for the Rash? Everybody? I want to make sure everyone has. Otherwise, it's, what'd you come with? Okay. Anyone else missing? What do you have? You came with. Okay. Okay, every Shas has, if you look in the back of Brachos, you'll see a Rash. We'll read the Rash and we'll refer to the Gemara Gittin too. But I want to start with something everybody has. So you should all have it. There are also maybe some extra. I have one extra here. We have Baruch Hashem in the back. Those want to see it nicely. This is a Rash. Whoever doesn't have one, this belongs to the camp. I may want to borrow it back for the Yerushalmi, so maybe I better hold on to it. So, but there should be a few others. No, this doesn't have Yerushalmi. No, take it back. Daniel can take this. Doesn't have Yerushalmi. Okay, and if you in the Gemara Brachas belong to the regular Shas and over there on the shelf also have Shvius in the back with the Rash. So let's start with the Rash. We'll move to the Gemara Gittin shortly. So in Perek Vav in Mishnah Shvius, Perek Vav says Venech al Venevat. So we ask you to see. Kedidarish b'Yerushalmi. Start the Pasuk in Chumash. Ela achukim ha-mishpatim ha-shatishmin la-sos b'oretz ha-tem chayovim v'yetem chayovim b'chutz-sorotz. So no one's going to keep Shemitah here in Lakewood, Pennsylvania. And no one ever has a shahava mina. So what's called the mitzvah tluyos b'oretz doesn't apply chutz-sorotz. The same as we know. Rabbi will say, how many of you have ever been in Eretz Yisrael? So you know about trumas, maisus. I mean, you're acquainted. You ever keep that over here in America? No. The mitzvah tluya b'aretz. So Shemitah, the same thing. Adayin ani omer, says the Rash. Mitzvah and tluya b'aretz. In the nogas ala b'aretz. Yochol afil mitzvah she'en and tluya b'aretz. Tluya nogas ala b'aretz. All mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael with some kind of a tziyoni kind of an attitude. That shtilat ha-galut. You leave Eretz Yisrael not having any mitzvahs. Talmud Lomar, no. We say in Kriyishma, Tefillin and Talmud Torah applies even in Chutz Laretz. Fine. Yerushalmi. Me'ata mishigalu yupaturin. Okay, so we should be putter from everything. Mar says, no. Hikish biyosan bimei Ezra biyosan bimei Yoshua. Ma biyosan bimei Yoshua p'turin oiv v'nischaivu. Originally they came in, they were putter. And nischaivu. What does the word mean? Nischaivu. What does nischaivu mean? They came into Eretz Yisrael, they became Chayv Medoraisa. Af Biyosin B'mei Ezra, Petu and Ayuv in Eschayv. So, we came in the time of Yeshua Ben Nun, we came again in the time of Ezra, so in both cases we're Chayv. Now, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Omer, Midivrik, Midvar Torah, Neschayv. Medoraisa. Hadar Dechsiv, Fevyacha Hashem Elokecha, Loretz HaShiyosh HaVasecha V'Yivishta. Hikish Yivishoscha L'Yivishta V'Vasecha. My wish to vasecha midvar Torah, af Yerushascha midvar Torah. Obviously, there was a time of Chayim and Torah. Yeshua came in. So to by Ezra. Watch this now. Ve'tivcha ve'hirvcha me'avasecha. What does that mean? That somehow Ezra was better. Was what better? Not only do we have what we said before, where they were equivalent, but skipping a line. Avosecha lo hoya aleim al malchus. V'atem avapi shalechem all malchus. What does that mean? What does that mean? That means when we came in the time of Yeshua, we were independent. So we conquered the land and we were totally independent. And therefore, the Kedusha took effect. Ezra, we were not independent. Afal Pikein, the Kedusha took effect. So in this way, believe it or not, based on the positive, we usually believe in the Yeridas HaDoris. We get less and less and less to further from Har Sinai. Here, no. Exeris HaKosuf, that we have more ability in the time of Bayis Sheni than in Bayis Rishon. In Bayis Rishon, we only were able to infuse Eretz with the Kedusha through our conquest. That would be the case in Bayis Sheni. There'd be no Kedusha B'Darais. There was no conquest. Comes to Torah B'Tivich, Avir B'Cham Avasecha. Despite the absence of a conquest, we are Chayim in Ator. Right. Avasecha lo nischai v'adayacha arba es reshona shekivshu v'shevah shechil. Sheva shekibshu v'sheva shechilku. Atem, keima shenichnastem, nischayavtem. Sounds like the same thing again, right? Because if you need kibush, you need what we call chiluk. Sheva shekibshu v'sheva shechilku. However, this, in Bayis Sheni, they didn't need kibush. Didn't have to wait. Didn't have to wait 14 years. Havosechel on schayv v'ashekshu shekana kula. V'atem rishon chanav mischayv. Sounds like the same thing again. The third. All the same thing, one big thing. At the first, Kedusha only was through Kibush. Therefore, they had to be independent. And they had to wait till they actually conquered it and divided it. And then they had to be all at once. As opposed to the Bayis Sheni, because there is a cost if you don't need Kibush. So therefore, you don't have to wait 14 years. You don't have to wait till everyone, just buy a field. It's yours. It's Kaddish. Okay. Omer Rabbi Lazar seems to disagree and say, Me'alein kiblu alein mesamasris. What does Me'alein mean? How would you understand? How do you understand the word Me'alein? Rabbi, how do you understand the word? Yeah, by yourself, yeah. But what did you think it meant? All right, so what does that mean to me? Midrabbana, that's what I'm waiting for, the word. Midrabbana, that's what it sounds like. There's the first man, the Omer said, Rabbi Osai, you would have a havamina. That with Mishagol Yu Peturin, that presumably there'd be no more Chiyuv Doraisa. Once he went into Golos Nebuchadnezzar, right? That's it. Some of us have a on the bottom that we call the Rashas. That's Shlomo Sulio, one of the great Mefarshim of the Rishalmi. So I'm just read for those who have it. I'll read it just on the bottom. Those who don't. It's called Biurim Ve'Oras Beis. It's already out. Nebuchadnezzar conquered us. Ezra really never got it back, never really conquered it either, so we should be potel completely. So why does it say that Hechziku Olei Bavel, that's the Mishnah Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, is full Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? Come on, tells you the first day, I said, no, it didn't daraisa. Second day, that's Rabbi Yosef Rechanina. Second day, first is Midvar Torah. So the impression, if the first day says Midvar Torah, and the second day says Me'alein, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that Me'alein probably means what? What'd you say? You don't have to even be a counselor in this camp to have to figure it out. Pasha Pras Darabana. Me'alein kiblu alein masamasus. My time over chosos anachnu korsan amonam, the korsan alva chosam serenu livienu koanenu. Pascha Nechemia. Okay. So what does Mar say? Yushalmi. He came and she kiblu alein drum shlohoyu chayavim alein. Okay. Once you volunteer for Yeran Chayev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks upon you so kindly, as if you volunteer in for your Chayev. Okay? Fine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, very happy. It says, no. That's Lassid Lavo. Lassid Lavo. We won't have 7 nations, we're going to have 10 nations. Ad Kan Rabosai. For the first, this is all a citation of the Yerushalmi. For those who have the new print of this Oz V'Hodor Otzer, and maybe the regular Oz V'Hodor Rash probably as well, what's in Yerushalmi they put in bolder print. Bolder print, bigger print, block letters. And what's coming from the Rash himself is in Rashi letters. So those who don't have the old fashioned, I'm sure they don't have it, but it's still legible. You can still read it. Even without all these aids. Okay? Fine. Can't read the entire Rash, although I asked you to see the entire Rash. You don't have time in Shia to read the entire Rash. We'll read parts of the Rash. Okay? Parts of the Rash. Okay. So it says as follows. We'll start where he quotes a Gemara, Bosai, in Masechta Yevamos, Pei Beis Amid Beis. You have to go quite a way till you get there. That's where we're going to start. After Rabbi Yochanan ben Megillas Rus says something in the Medrash, Ashkan b'Sofa Oral Yevamos Pei Beis Amid Beis, Doma Ano the Amik Rabbi Yossi to say the Rola, the Yerusha Rishon Shnia Yesh Lahem, Shlishis Ein Lahem. What does that mean? Now we're discussing a new question. Till then we're discussing is the Kedusha during Bayis Sheni, when Ezra was there. Now I want to know, after the Romans, Yimach Shemam, destroyed the second Beis Hamikdash, what's left? So Rav Yossi says, there's one Kedusha, Yoshua, two Kedusha, Ezra, a third we don't have. What? Koyfer B'yas HaMashiach? Chas V'Shalom. Look on the bottom, quotes Rashi, Kolomar, if you have the beer, lo boil the medar or mirsa the Yerusha or medesi bechule, lo bot la kedusha as aretz begolus titus. Rashi wants pay base. It's straight today. Tov shin ayin dalad. We have the same level of kedusha as they had in Bayis Sheni, because even though Titus or Russia came and exiled us from Eretz Yisrael, so what? Lo botla. There's a whole discussion in the Segi Masechta Yevamos, which he goes into a little bit. Fine. Fine. Umiyu Temahu. Skipping a few more lines. Loma Sheyoma Shumodam. The Bebayis Sheni Lo Nogu Trumas Vemaisu Bekurim Adaraisa. Could anyone say that? On the bottom it says, Ayin. Nowhere in Talmud Bava does it say that there was no din d'oraisa of mitzvah tluyas baretz in Bayis Sheni, such as trumas, maisis, bikurim. We never heard from it. Elavare midoraisa nagel. V'had de ka'amar shekiblu me'alein al trumas shar peiris kamar. Oh, what a pshat. De midoraisa dogon tivash v'yitzo dafka. It says in the pasuk, "Gracious to God, God to Yosheva v'Yitzarecha." That's how I middle rice and true and mice. They mechmir while atzim by sheni, ligzar af b'shar peiris, mashlo atzim by rishon pil they ployim. He says that the din of truma on apples did not exist even midar abodin the bias rishon. It was only in bias sheni chiddush nifla v'noir. He brings rice, which I'm not going to go into right now. The old nira, another opinion. Why? Which we'll read here in camp. There was no mandate. You had to conquer the land. That's an interesting chiddush. Why not? The Ramban writes famously in Sefer Mitzvahs in the end, as a chiyuv through all generations to conquer Eretz Yisrael, even today. I don't know why he says what he says, but that's what he says. There was no mandate. V'alzeh k'oma b'reishis rabba, sh'bika sh'kodesh baruch hu lahatalem es ha-masus, sh'lohoya manisham yimayu nimnoyim el-kadesh. They could settle the land and just say, we hereby are not making it kodesh. Remember we had last year with the basic Knesset, remember that last year? So I'm not going to give a kedusha. So he says that's a problem. No kedusha, it's not a shul. Here, apparently, they could have lived in Eretz Yisrael and not made it kadosh. V'hem halchu v'kidshu v'nischayvim in the Torah. Aha, nupshat. Me'alein means b'daraisa. I before was said min haTorah. What changed? No, what changed was volunteerism. That the Chayim and the Rice, they volunteered to infuse it with Kedusha. And what did the first opinion hold? Perhaps the first opinion held that they were obligated to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael. And Memela, they'd have to give it Kedusha. Perhaps that's what it means. Ulahachi kamar abeleza de meilein kibla alein. And Rabbi Yosef b'chanina d'amat d'vira Torah n'schaivu. Hanashin et stavu l'kadesh. Hashem said you are required to conquer and to infuse it with Kedusha. Nafka, minam, listen to this now. Rabbi Yosef b'chanina de Kedusha b'mitzvah sa'amokom kayem es hafil b'zman hazeh. Alpha b'shachor v'abayis. Because it was dead, they didn't do it. It was no volunteerism. They had no choice. They did what they were told. Avle Rabbi Lozo de Yama Me'alein Kiblu. But lo akshav Kedusha Asaretz. Tistamalo ha'yabalibam elo kozman shabayis kayem. Ho'ol v'adover toli b'hem. Wow. 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 Ad kana bosai div Rabbeinu Shimshon. So we see here that we're discussing the question here about Shemitah Bizman Bayis Shani. Shemitah Bizman Azeh. Is it a Darabonon? Is it a Daraisa? Is it not at all? And the Rash went through a few number of different possibilities. Any questions about the Rash before we go any further? Okay. Having said this, Rabbi Osai, let us turn our attention to the Gemara Masechta Gittin that I asked you to see. If you don't have the Gemara Gittin, there's probably a few more Shas in here with the Gemara Gittin, and we'll see what it says over there. You're probably familiar with the fact that Shemitah not only applies to karkos, but also applies to ksafin. It means if you borrowed money, and now it's the end of the Shemitah year, you're no longer able to collect that money. Unless Hillel came along and introduced something which is called a prusbul. A prusbul is a legal device which enables you to collect your debt after Shemitah is over. Fine. Says the Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph from Masechta Gittin. Frek the Gemara. Umiika midi, last 8 lines. Dimidoraisa mishamta shvius. Vihiskin hila de lo mishamta. What? Hill goes against the Torah? Omer Abaye, vishvius bismaraze, virebi. Talk about nowadays. What nowadays means? Nowadays. And Rebbe. What did Rebbe say? The Tanya Rebbe Omer, here's the kids we really begin. Vizeh dvara shmita shamot. B'shmei Shemitah Sakosav Medaber, Parshas Re'ei. Achas Shemitah Karka, V'yachas Shemitah Ksofi. B'zman Sh'ata Meshamet Karka, Ata Meshamet Ksofi. B'zman Sh'yata Meshamet Karka, Iyata Meshamet Ksofi. And therefore what? Why are you not Meshamet Karka? It doesn't say, Rabosai. This is a big question which doesn't say. There were 3 or 4 pshatim in this Gemara, because it doesn't say. All we needed was Rebbe should add one word. Tell us what he's talking about. What Shemitah's Karka mean? And whatever it means, why isn't it no Bizman Azeh? And what is Bizman Azeh? All this is missing. So we have to fill in the blanks slowly. Okay? On top of Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Tkinei Rabbanan, Tishamet Zeichel Shvius, Ra Hillel, wait a minute. When did Hillel live? By Hashani, as opposed to Rebbe lived afterwards. Keep that in mind. Ra Hillel, Shenimnu Ha'amel Ha'avo Zezeh, Amel V'hitkin Pruzbu, Fekta Gemara, Wumihika Midi, Dimidoraisa Lo Mishamta Shvius. What does that mean? Says Rashi. B'zman Hazeh K'Rebbe, V'tchina Rabbona T'Tishamet? What does that mean? By Torah law, you have to pay back. Or Rabbi Sheval Tasu, just don't pay back. Rav Amar, Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Oh. What's Rav coming to answer? Look at Rashi. Rav Amar, Leolam Bein Lerabbanam De Pligi Ad Rebbe, V'am Yishvius L'Hashmadas Milvim Izman Hazeh D'Oraisa, V'tikun Hillel, T'lo T'Shamet, Bein Lerabbi Damad Lav D'Oraisa, Am Rabbanam De T'Shamet, Lotikshi davar, the bedavah shebemamen ain't can akiras davar menatorah. Bemakom siyog v'gedet hefker bezin bemamen hefker. All the kashas are up. No, No questions exist anymore. Not in this direction, not in that direction. So according to this, Rav has come to answer both questions. Not just the most recent question, which he answers directly, which is a question of how can it be midoraisa, there's no Shemitah because of Rebbe, and they said there is Shemitah, Hefka Bezin. He also answers the first kasha. What was the first kasha? The other way around. Mika Midi, the midoraisa, there is Shemitah, Rabbanan, to Hillel, there's no Shemitah. The answer is also Hefka Bezin Hefka. Everyone with me so far? Shitas Rashi. Tos doesn't like it. Tos is Mika Midi. Take a look on the Flam Dravah Manalf. Hashtalo boy, Rabba Lashnuyach Kushit Efka Bezin Efka. Kedimashani Basarach. That Rabba didn't give that answer. Why didn't Rabba say over here, Hefka Bezin Efka? Rashi said he did. Why? But Tos said he didn't. Shem the Kashale. Lohoyolo lehilo lakor shvius shidorais. Because even if he could have done it, he shouldn't have done it. Ah, forgot that Shinul Bisifri. Yeah, so the principle is based on a legal contract from before. Fine. And Rashi disagrees. So Machlok is Rashi and Tosis. We're still nowhere. I want to know, Rabosai, can you answer me, please? What does the word within Rebbe? What does it mean? Shmitas karka. What and why? Is man she'iyat ha'meshamet karka? Someone means today there's no shmitas karka, no shmitas kafir. What does it mean and why? So I'll take plunge in. Let's go through the various interpretations. What and why? Why such silence over here?
There's no obligation to rest during Shemitah because it's only
Midrash Rabbanan. Oh, and why is it only Midrash Rabbanan? Didn't answer me.
Because Kedusha Shniyah is
Batla. Rashi says, "Bizman Shiyat Hamasham et Karka Gon Achshav Shebatla Kedusha Saaretz." Rashi says that one line, the last narrow line. So Rashi learns nowadays is Batla Kedusha Saaretz, and as a result, this seems to be on a level of Doraisa. There is no Shemitah's Karka, and therefore there is no Shemitah's Ksafim either. The Kasha was, if it's a Daraisa, the Shemitah's Ksafim, how can it be a principle? The answer is, Midaraisa, there is no Shemitah's Ksafim. Rabbanan introduced Shemitah's Ksafim, presumably introduced Shemitah's Karka as well. Okay? That's a Pasha Psha. Alright, everyone got? We have counselors that are beyond belief. They're so good. They know everything. Daniil, what did you do with the previous Rashi?
That's your Bai Sheni. Rashi's saying that's for Hillel, but Abai's not Meshubat to
Hillel. Our counselor, Mamish, Le'ela. Listen to what he said. Rashi gave a totally different shot in the previous Rashi. It's a Peledik Rashi. Here Rashi says the Poshim Shah. But the Gusha Saaretz, who's speaking, Abai and Rebbe, lived after the Churban. The problem is Hillel lived before the Churban. It's not Butla. It's in the Nupsha. Let's take a look. Rashi, B'shvius B'zmanazeh, V'hillel K'Rebbe Srila. T'yam B'shvius B'zmanazeh, Hashmat B'zmanazeh, B'zmanazeh, D'Rabbananu. V'yafal Gav, D'Hillel B'Bai Sheni, Hava. Srila L'Abaye. Watch this now. The Babai is Shani Hovelo Hoya Yovil Noeg Lo Nogu Schmidt Midoraisa. A noob shot. The reason why there's no Schmidt the Doraisa of Babai Shani is because there's no Yovil. Why not? Why no Yovil? Why? Oh, who's ever been to the Liberty Bell? No one's been there? What kind of patriots are you? What does it say in the Liberty Bell? In English, it says, I think it says, proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all the inhabitants thereof. Go to Philadelphia, check me out. I don't think it says. Okay, it's a good translation. It's not our scroll, but it's a good translation. Okay, fine. All right. So, in Bayis Sheni, there's no Kol Yoshveh Halel. Most Jews are in Chutz Laaretz. And therefore, there's no Yovel Midaraisa. No Yovel Midaraisa, no Shemitah Midaraisa. Ay, says an Erech and Aflamet Beis, Manu Yovlas Lekadesh Shmiti. That's with the Rabbanan. It's all with the Rabbanan. Finished. The Pabat is Rashi. So he starts off with one pshat, then he throws in another pshat. Who needed the second pshat? One says, very good, Daniel. The second pshat doesn't work for Bayis Sheni. Want to have the first pshat that works for Bayis Sheni, so let it work for post Chumash Mekar V'Chomer. We need the second pshat, Rashi. For. You figure that one out? Very good. I mean, we have the man around talking. The first part of fact is seems to be somewhat questionable. Do we say that Shemitah depends upon Yovel? That seems to be, a question. We'll come back. Then he found a Yerushalmi. Minayin shein Shemitah noheges ele bezman she Yovel noheg. Shenema bezed var Shemitah shama. Acha Shmitas Yovel, Vacha Shmitas Shvius. Wow. A new pshat. Ava Batoras Kohanarisi, the Shvius Noach Bismana Shein Yovel Noe, Romanishi Machlokes. Toras Kohanim, it says that there is a Shmita without a Yovel. It's hard to figure out what exactly this Toras Kohanim is. It says Bahar, Parshus of Beis, Halacha Beis, Iron Shah. You ever find it in you? We can't, so far we haven't found it. There's, I guess, the different ways of marking the Torah's Kohanim. There is a Torah's Kohanim in this edition. Now we have Parshas Aleph. There is a Parshas Beis. What did it say? Parshas Beis what? Parshas Beis. Halacha Beis. Okay. It's not here, that's why. Parashat Beis starts with Gimel. That's what it sounds like. It's hard to know how to work this. Whatever it is, someone will find it in some different edition, and we'll be able to see it. We trust Rashi quoted it. I must say it there, but it's good to see it inside. We'll try to find it from another source. Okay. Ad kan divrei Rashi. So both I'm asking a shaila halacha lemaisa according to Rashi. It's shmita bezman hazeh d'oraisa d'rabbanan. Bottom line, I want the halacha. I'm asking a shaila lemaisa d'oraisa d'rabbanan. What do you say? Huh? I'm asking you. D'rabbanan. Okay. D'rabbanan. Is it true that we paskin halacha lemaisa that bot l'kedushas arts? As the Gemara is explaining this at this point, you know, this particular sheet. Is it true that we pass on halacha lemaisa that but l'kedusha zorot medaraisa? There's no truma, there's no maisa, there's no shvius, there's no bikurim, there's no anything. Because but l'kedusha zorot, is that really true? I mean, Rashi says it as pshat in the Yatam Hashavet Karaka. Doesn't mean that we pass it that way. I have a problem. What are you going to do with Prizbul? Do we have kibbutz and hefka? If we don't pass on this whole thing, it's also possible. So I'd like to share with you some of the wisdom of the Beis Halevi in a classic tshuva. This is one of the most famous tshuvas in the entire sefer, maybe the most famous tshuva. It's Chelek Gimel Siman Aleph, and the tshuva was written in the late 19th century, and you're probably aware that in the 1880s, they had the first settlers in Eretz Yisrael, certainly the first firm ones, and when it came to Shemitah, there was a major problem, what to do? This led to something which is called the, quote, Heter Mechira, which we'll be discussing at great length. And there were proponents and opponents. And the Beis Halevi was not happy with it. So he wrote a lengthy tshuva all about this issue of Shemitah. So he asked the kasha we asked before. What's going on? Rashi gives two different reasons. V'loriisi lemeforshim sheyeforshu lono kavanos Rashi b'zeh. You know what's going on? No one explains pshat in Rashi. Va'poshet, I'm reading from the Beis Halevi. The Rashi l'shitoso, the Beforesh, Shmitas Karka, the Kama Rebbe, Hainu, Isur Harisha. Shmitas Karka means Harisha, means what we call Shmitas Karka. Shuv Iev Shalaforesh, the Tama Mishim, the Karka, Toli Biovil. Whoa. In the previous Debra, he said it's Toli Biovil. Now he's saying it's impossible. Why? DMK, listen to this. Lama hutzrach rebi lilmot ksofim mikarka. Here the sutkarka means shmitas karka. Omer bezman shen meshamet karka, ne meshamet ksofim. The muchach the karka pshita lo yosem miksofim. Rak lo miksofim mikarka. Wait. Thar ikir adova de karka tole biyovel. Nafik lo gamke mehak kro. The zed var shmitas shavot. What parsha is that in? Balkor is here. What is that? Parsha is what? Ray. In what context? Shemitah's what? Ksofim. For Ike parsha, a pasuk kosim is ksofim. For din karka lahuska vishklava parsha is on parsha's Ray. Vim ken gam ksofim nuchal lilmo miyovo straight. Umehechen poshele karka yosef miksofim. Adraba ksofim yosef poshin mikarka. The pasuk o arabic ksofim. What a great kasha. Zeh shechricho l'Rashi loma, tohod the poshet the Rebbe karka who mitamache from the butla kedusha v'lo mishum the tole biyovel. It's a poshet the muchu b'dag. It's a simon aleph anaf aleph os aleph in the Beis Halevi. Okay, when you get chel gimel, it's aleph aleph. Remarkable idea. As a matter of fact, in Oz Beis, he quotes the Rashbos Kasha against Rashi over here. What do you mean? Zed Dvar Shmita Shamot. Fred the Rashbo, there was, it's Otto Bekro, Shlosha Shmita Ksiva. There were three. What are the three, Rabbi Osai? Yovel, Shmita's Karka, and Shmita's Ksofim. But only said Dvar Shmita Shamot is two. So we're stuck. What must you say? Quote Rashi. Abaye didn't dash in the number of words. No. He says all Shemitahs are all together. It could be two, three, four, five. Doesn't matter. It all goes together. This is what Abaye says. So our counselor Shlita said that Abaye and Rava are on one corner and Hillel on another corner, because Hillel is bisman by a sheni. As you said before, he has a different verb, accepting you basically, but he says like this: Abaye and Rebbe are also not the same, because Rebbe counted Vishnei Shmidas Akosa Medaber, the two different two, only two, not three, not four, two. But the question becomes, but they're three. Says Rashi, he calls it a dochak to say, Rebbe denies the connection to Yovel. The same as Hillel cannot say Rebbe, because Hillel is Bebayis Sheni. Rebbe doesn't agree with Hillel. They're two independent operators. Aye, why is Pasha by Karka? But Le Kedushi after the Churban. It's the Rabbanim, it's Bebayis Storaisa. Abaye is the one who says that Hillel holds B'daraisa is B'darabonim is man Abayis because of Yovel. That's what Rashi says. What did Rashi say? Look at Rashi. Afal gav de Hillel hoyab is man Abayis sheni. Svirle, what's the next word? What's the next word? Look inside. La Abaye de gam oz hoav lo hoyovel no lo yashmita noe. Abaye, not Rebbe. Very good. Beis Halevi is this is pre-brisk, Rabbi Osai. Those are not a Beis Halevi style, not a brisker style. He's making diyukim in the Lashonos of the Gemara and the Lashonos of Rashi. And now, Rabbi Osai, he goes a little bit out of the range, Mekoros, which you haven't seen yet. You look it up afterwards. I don't want to start encumbering you with Mara Mekomis. According to Rashi, comes out, the Rebbe holds Kedushas Ezra's bottle. There's a problem, Rabbi Osai. There's a Gemara Masechta Chulin, which says, listen carefully, that they came to Rebbe, Rebbe Meir Ochel Olo Shel Yerek B'Beis Shon. Rebbe was Mata Beis Shon based on the edus about Rebbe Meir, who came before him. Why? Harbe Krochim Lo Kivshu Ole Bovel. Beit Shon Valley. Ever been there? Oh, a remote corner. It's hotter than here. A remote corner. Ole Bovel never got that far. And that's why he was making. And Kedusha Rishona, What about the fact that Yeshua got there? Lo kitchel asalava, says Rashi, had Bet-Shan been cast by Ole Bavel, would be Aser. I, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi, are after Churban of Glushas Ezra? Glushas Ezra, Glushas Ezra, Glushas Ezra. You have to see. This is what Rashi says. Shai Makomas is Aser. What do you see? The Rabbi, the same name. Here's Rabbi, there's Rabbi. Rabbi in Gittin Lamed Vav, Rabbi in Chulin, Dav Zayin, I think it is, at the beginning of the Masechta. It's like Astira and Rabbi. This is Oz Gimel. Astira and Rabbi. Astira and Rabbi, Rabbi Osai. So what does he say? A very interesting question. Astira and Rabbi. Astira and Rabbi. He answers. Fascinating. Rabbi himself holds Kedusha Shnias Batul. As he hasn't given. But the majority argued on it. And since there were no Eik Iser, Rabbi was not going to be matter to Paskin a heter b'makom shenogu Iser. Even in Bet Shan, they argued with him. The only thing is, lo kivshu ole bavel. So then, Rabbi Meir ate it. So Rabbi wasn't worried about the meaning of those who came before were machmer. B'makom shekivshu ole bavel. Lorotza levata laminik, even though he himself says, Kedusha Shnei is bottle. And he's medayik lashin Rashi daf zayin and chulin. Harbe krochim kivshu oli mitzrayim, lo kivshu oli bavel, v'olsam shekitshu heim, lo bottle b'churban abayis. Catch this now. Uvimei Rebbe, noagu isu baras. Noagu. He himself didn't hold that way. Noagu. Nog. This is Shitas Rashi. Rabosai, this is Rashi, fantastic. Rashi's great. There's another place where Rashi talks about it. That's a Rashi in Masechta Baba Kama. In Baba Kama. Baba Kama, Rabosai. Rashi says, it's also quoted over here. Rashi says in Masechta Baba Kama, it's an Oz Gimel. Kuf Yudalit. Rebbe was Mala, a person, the Kuna, Mesir Levituma. How can it be? Truma de Rabbanan, says Rashi. Bizman Azeh, the Rebbe Achara Churban. Ikel Mandama, lo Kitchelos Lava. Whereas in Chulin, he seemed to say Kitchelos Lava. Now the answer is no. He himself held lo Kitchelos Lava. Didn't want to go against the Minig, which said that. It is Kitchelos Lava. Fine. And Baba Kama, Rabosai, in this sugya, he relied upon a Mesiach Lefitumo. Why? He relied on himself. It's against the Minig. Nah. There's a Minig about this. It's a rarity. Whether it applies or not, that's not a question of a Minig. Whether you rely on a Mesiach Lefitumo, which is a rare occurrence, there he relied on his own opinion, even though the minig was to be more strict than his personal opinion. That's what he says. Comes out, Rabosai, something amazing. And this is what we spoke about just now, and I want to bring it back to the way we started. The Rash, here in Ozayin, quotes our Rash. The Rash quotes an opinion which seems to say that there is no Kedusha Daraisa, even during Bayis Sheni. How can it be? It's true, it's not true. He suggested it. You know what says it is true, Rabbi Osai? The Rambam. Rambam holds that way. Me'alev, it's the Rabbanon. Perhaps, Rabbi Osai, that is the opinion of Rebbe. And that could be pshat in Hillel as well. And guess what, Rabosai? We have an often Yerushalmi that says that way. Such an opinion exists. That even in Bayis Sheni, not after the Churban, during Bayis Sheni, it's midrabbanan, not because it depends upon Yovel, because the Kedusha itself is lacking. Now, those of you who have a Yerushalmi, how many have a Yerushalmi here? Not everybody? All right. Well, I'll try to read it slowly. Let's see if we can figure out a way over here. It's Perek Yud Halacha Beis. Those don't have their own Yerushalmis can probably find Yerushalmis in the back of some of the... Well, we have two sets of Yerushalmi we have, straight. And besides from that, if you look at some of the from in these shas, and they have Yerushalmi sometimes. Let's take a look at Yerushalmi. Perek Yud Halacha Beis. It's going on Prusbul. Here we go. Because Samchul of Prusbul Shuman HaTorah. Prusbul Dvar Torah? Are you kidding? Kshehiskin Hillel Samchul Dvar Torah. Nah, gotta be. So Gemara says as follows. This is Yerushalmi. It's on page Pei Dalid Amud Aleph in this print on the top. Command the Omar Masters Midvar Torah for Hillel Maskin al Dvar Torah? Like the Gemara Babli's Kasha. It's a Dindarais. How can Hillel undo it? Om Rabbi Yossi, the Chimishah Shagoli Yisrael Abovel, Lo Nifteru Min Amitzis Atluyos Baretz, Vashmek Sofim Noag Bein Baretz and Mechutz Laretz, Var Torah. So he says, I don't understand it. It's not a clear Baretz Bechlal. Chos Rabbi Yossi, this sounds familiar. Vezed Var Shmita Shamot, Bishah Shashmita Noheges, Var Torah, Hashmek Sof, Hashmek Sofim Noag Bein Baretz and Mechutz Laretz, Dvar Torah, ubishah shashmita noheges midivrayim, hashmek safim noheges bein baratz and chutzars midivrayim. So far, so good. This we know already. Everyone, so far, catch this now. This is new. This is new. We haven't read it before. I read it to you. Rabosai, it's not so long. Listen carefully. Tamon Amrin. There they said. No, it's anonymous. Afilu kemandama maestrus dvar Torah. Mode b'shmita shimidivrayen, Tetani, v'zed v'ashmita shamot, Rabbi Omer, shnei shmita nalolu, shmita v'yovel, b'shoa shayovel noeg, shmita negas v'atorah, posku v'yovelos, shmita noegas midivrayen. Sounds familiar? What a Rashi quote. What a Rashi, we start with a Rashi in Masech Tekitin, right? What did Rashi say? Rashi says in Masech Gittin, Lamed Vav, Amud Aleph, Rashi said, is Yerushalmi. Mimayin shein ha-shmita noheges al bezman shei yovel noheg, shenem bezman shei shvodo, ach ha-shmitas yovel, v'yach ha-shmitas shvies. Indeed, that's exactly the Yerushalmi which we just read a second ago. Okay? When a yovel stop? Oh, you need your shver, but it's not your shver, the other was not your gola mitocha. And there's a whole discussion. When they were mixed up, when they left, when they stayed, a whole discussion. And by Shani, presumably, we paskin over here, it says over here, but lo ayovlos, when? Ruven, God, even the Bayez Rishon, at the end of the time, but lo ayovlos, no yovel doraisa, beyond the later part of Bayez Rishon, Rabosai. At kind of Yerushalmi. Okay, this Rishalmi is what Rashi presumably quoted. He quoted from Rishalmi in Gittin. Okay, but it's Rishalmi in Shvius as well. Okay. Now, so the question is who holds what? We have the opinion of Rebbe. Zed Vashmita Shamot, Shnei Shmitas. Right? Then we have the Tamon Amrin. Who says Mais is the Raisa and Shmit is the Rabbana. How is it different from what came before? Let's try to analyze this very slowly and very carefully. Let's go slow. So Rebbe here in Asugya seems to, Rebbe seems to hold Rebbe Omer Tole B'Yovel, right? Shnei Shmitin Shmita V'Yovel Shmita V'Yovel. He mentions the word Yovel. Okay, Yovel. Rabbi Yossi said Shmita and Shmita. So Machlokas, to get to the point we want to get to, at Shmita itself, Mr. Rabban, if the principle's going to work, we get there one of two ways. Either we get there by comparing it to Yovel, which is what Rebbe says over here, or we get there by comparing it to Shmita's Karka. What's the question begs itself? So why is there no Shmita's Karka? Doesn't say. So it could be, Rabbi Osai, the Talmud Aminon says, you have to come on to the comparison to Yovel. The first mandama says, by implication, that Maisus is not Tvar Torah. If Maisus is not Tvar Torah, right, then Shmita is not Tvar Torah. It's all not Midoraisa. Why is it not Midoraisa? Perhaps because there was no, what we call in our language, Bias Kulchem. They didn't all come to Eretz Yisrael, only a small percentage, and if it's not, it didn't Midoraisa. Comes out, Rabbi Osai, that according to Rashi, there's no Tana in Talmud Bavli that says that we derive Shemitah from Yovel. It's one day in Yerushalmi. It's true. So when it came to the Gemara in Sanhedrin Chavov, Gemara says, Puku Zira B'Shvias B'Shemanuna, Shvias Terabonah, Rashi explained over there, Botla Kedusha Sa'aretz. He didn't say compared to Yovel, because nowhere in Shas Bavli is that comparison found. That's what he says over here in Gittin Lamed Vav as well. Then the question becomes, if we don't pass it that way, whether Rashi did or didn't pass it is open to question. But we, the royal we, if we don't pass it that way, comes out that Shvita now is Doraisa. Ah, Yovel? We don't pass in the comparison to Yovel. After all, it's only Rebbe and Rabbanan argue, Yochad Rebbe Lok Rabin. Look, Rebbe Mechaver, Lo Mechaver Rav. So the whole shtickle Torah based Alevi, the first, this is called, we'll call it Anaf Aleph, same Pshat and Rashi, is to lead to the direction that according to Rashi, there's no Tana who compares Shemitah to Yovel. And even though Yovel is not the Raisa, Shemitah is likely the Raisa. And the Rashi himself quoted an opinion about the Gush HaSoretz. Rashi himself may not have held it. We don't hold it. If Rashi didn't hold it, we do it Prusbul. Rava, Hefker Bezen Hefker. Rabbosi, we now turn our attention to Tosfos. Tosfos, let's take a look at Tosfos. Lamed Vav Amud Aleph Tosfos. Bisman Shatam Meshamet Pirish VeKuntris Tashmotas Karka Lo Naga BeBayasheni Kedamina BeYushalmi BePikin Minayin Shen Shmita Noheg Asal Bisman Shay Yovel Noheg Shnei Bisman Shmita Shamot Achas Shmita Yovel VeAchas Shmita Shvitz UveBayasheni Hovel Lo Nog Yovel Shlohei Kol Hashvei Olea Lo Naga Shmita Medarais. I in Erech Namad Beis Monu Yovel the Kaddish Shmitin. But Rabban, Kosher Ben Atam, the Hoya Lo Lahavi Aidi Yerushalmi. Hey, if the Bavel is like the Yerushalmi, so say so. Mention the word Yovel. Could the Rashi word Yovel is not even found over here? Psh, Kasha number one. Vafilu Nova the Somach Ahi. Vahach the Hocham Aisim Mishim Ksofim. I can't the Kosher Beshmoed Kodnav Beis. The parach harisha v'shviya b'shviyas mishari u'maisi hachta ocha. They quote this, the sugya of shnei shmitas, right? V'hosam lo shayach klal asuye elahi di Yerushalmi. There has to be karka. It's going on karka. So what are you talking about? For nearly many time, tashmotas karka the ocha u'dehosam. Lo ayah becharisha zriya ele besodas achos lebalan biyovel. Wow. Vashmotas karka kori liyovel. Wow. Amazing. So when it says karka, it means yovel. The fields go back. That's what it means. So what does it mean, Ksafim, Rabbi? What's Ksafim mean? No, what's Ksafim mean? Shvius, the entirety of Shvius. All of its dimensions, Shvitas Kar, Shvitas Ksafim, it's all included as one. Ule Shvius is called Hashemet Ksafim. Why? Because the Shvita Meshemet Ksafim v'lo Yovel. Beferish. Yovel's not Meshemet Ksafim. Great. All depends upon Yovel. So we derive the entirety of Shemitah from Yovel. Okay? Of course, the question becomes, how do you know? V'zed vara Shemitah Shamo is Toma Shemitah's Ksafim. How do you know Shemitah's Karka? And the Gemara about Kodna Beis is explicitly Shemitah's Karka. Says the Beis Halevi and an Avbeis, it's a Svara. What's a Svara? All the laws of Shemitah are the same. And all depends upon Yovel. Nothing to do with Lo Kitchla Zalavo, because we paskin Kitchla Zalavo. This is Shemitah's Atosis. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Osai, Rabbi Yossi in the Yerushalmi that we just saw, we saw Rabbi Osai in Yerushalmi. Let's review again. One more time. What did Rabbi Yossi in Yerushalmi say? See it one more time. It's page Pei Dalet Amud Aleph in the Otzer print. What did Rabbi Yossi say? Zed v'ashmita shamo, v'shosh shashmita noheges v'atorah, Hashmei Ksafim Nog Ben Meretz Chutz La'aretz Uvishah Shashmita Nog. Wait a minute, he's not mentioning Yovel, he's talking about Shemitah. So how do you know that all the laws of Shemitah go together, Kark and Ksafim? According to Rabbi Natan, it's Misvara. According to Rabbi Yossi and Yerushalmi, no, that's exactly the drasha. It's a machlokas whether you can derive from Svara that all laws of Shemitah are the same or not. It's a gufa machlokas atanoim. So this is just review, a quick review before we go further. The question is, what does it mean? What do the words Shemitah mean? According to Rashi, it means Shemitah. B'zman hazeh. And the Drush tells us Ksafim, based upon Yerushalmis, etc. Before he said a different Svara of Yovel. So presumably, that's only Hillel speaking, not Rabbi and Abai speaking, as we said before. According to the Rabbi Natan, no, Shemitah's Karka means Yovel. And we derive Shemitah's Ksafim from Yovel. Shemitah Shamot. How do you know Shemitah's Karka as Svara? All Shemitahs are the same. If Ksafim is Rabbanan, Karka is Rabbanan. Does everyone agree to that? No. The Rabbi Yosef Shaman is a apostle to teach us that. It's not be Svara. Oh. So far, so good. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. It's fascinating. We saw Rashi on Lamed Vav Amud Beis. We saw it. We'll read it again. Rava Omar, Liolam Ben Rabbanim Ben Ptigat Rebbe, Ramin Shvius Mitzvah Milu Mitzvah Doraisa. The Rabbanim argue, right? Argue. Doesn't matter. Hefka bezen hefka. Comes out, according to them, we should pass like the Rabbanon. Yeah, we should pass like the Rabbanon. Hefka bezen hefka. And Shemitah's Karka of Zman HaZeh is Doraisa. Like a Rabbanon against Rebbe. Why not? The Rebbe seems to hold that way. How many people have Rambams either in this, either here or some other way? Who does not have a Rambam? Most of that, okay. I brought a few Rambams from the yeshiva. You can use them. And there are a few Rambams flying around over here. We should have enough Rambams for everybody. Let's open our first Rambam for the day. Okay? Take a look. Rambam. Hilchas Shmita v'Yovel. Perek Tes. This was not on the Maror Mekomos. I want you to add it right now. I asked you Perek Tes Halacha Beis and Gimel. Please add Halacha Tes Zayin with the right. Okay? And the Kesef Mishnah should have been on the Maror Mekomos. Once you're adding, please add Bikurim, Perek Beis, Halacha Tesvav, again, with the Ravid and the Kesef Mishnah. So I have two omissions, I apologize. One is this Ravid over here, Rambam and Ravid, Kesef Mishnah, Tes, Zayin, and Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel, and Bikurim, Perek Beis, Halacha Tesvav. We'll come to, let's go. Shara Hillel Hazakein, Shenimnu Amil Havazah Zer, V'Oven Al Kosta B'Torah, V'Shom Alacha, Hiskin Pruzbo, Ein Pruzbo Mo'al V'Shmita's Ksof Mizman Hazer, Shemit Divrei Sofrim, Havel Shmita Shal Torah, Ein Pruzbo Mo'al Ba, Ravid, Zer Ein HaMechubur, Da'bai Yehudi Amar Hachi, Havel Rav HaPolik, V'Amar, Hefke Bezen Hefke, Hekech Noah B'Chol Zman, The Ravid holds like Rashi, Rambam doesn't hold that way, Machukos Rambam and the Ravid. Okay, fine. Now it's interesting. What did Tosfos say? We didn't finish the Tosfos. Rabbi, let's see if we can finish the Tosfos today. It'll be helpful. Tosfos over here. There's another aside. You know, you have to always divide the asides from the main thrust, but we have to at least read the aside. There's an aside. On Rabbi Natan, the last six lines on Tosfos and Lam Lam Lam. The Bebayis Sheni Noah Yovel. There was Yovel, tried to bring various proofs, Eved Ivri, etc. Okay. Not going to all his proofs right now. Fine. The next thing is an incredible thing. The last line of the daf. V'lotikein Hillel Prusbu Ledoro Sherehoyev Ezman Abayis. Rabbi says it's pile ploim. Some call it dochuk ma'od. Rabbi Natan says when Hillel, if he created Prisbul, it was not for his own generation. It was the achar achurban. Achar achurban? He knew it was going to be a churban? Eliyach achurban, Amud Beis. Dehaviyadeh dechorav beisa. They knew the churban was coming. It says in the Gemara, ledore tikin. You want the Hillel to make a Takanas Prusbul only for his generation? Or forever? Lamabam and Bezi, Balu. His Prusbul, the Dore Tikkun, or the Dumbledore Rabbah forever? So it must, doesn't mean his generation. It's the first generation after the Khorb. Inami, his key. Hahi, Baya, Aliba, the Rava. The Mishani Hefker Bezen Hefker says in Marsha, that's according to Rashi. The Rashi says that according to Rava, Hefker Bezen Hefker solves all the world's problems. But it's a little bit strange. Tosis himself said, and I'm an Aleph, previous Tosis, it does not solve all problems. Because even though Hefker Bezen is Hefker, we lohoyo the Hillel to introduce a Prusbul. According to the Marsha, is a steer between Tosfos and Lamed Vav and Aleph Vav and Beis. That is a significant question. A significant question. Significant question. Says the Beis Halevi, no. No. This Svara of Tosfos namely, it's not a good idea to be Oka Shvius with a Prusbul, even though you could do it. That's only true if Shmita is here forever. You're making uprooting a Din D'oraisa forever with Hefker Bez and Hefker. You shouldn't do that. But once we know that Shmita, unfortunately, has a short life, Churban is coming, then it's already possible to apply the principle of Hefker Bez and Hefker to knock out Shemitah, even now, the 100 years before the Churban, it may be done. It may be done. Fine. I have to tell you that Rabbeinu Tam is the Das Yochid. The Ran here, I asked you to see the Ran, says explicitly that there is no Yovel Bisman Bayis Sheni. Fine. So let me tell you, we're going to stop here. Tomorrow, I'd like you to see the Ran and the Ravid and the Ramban, that's called Sefer Aschus, all in Mesechta Gittin. And then we'll go further and discuss Shitas HaRambam in Perek Aleph and Nuchas Trumas, Halach Chavav in particular. We'll try to get a little bit closer to a consensus of whether Shemitah Bezman Hazeh is D'oraisa or D'rabbanan, and if it's D'rabbanan, why is D'rabbanan? Tomorrow, B'Siyat D'Shmayim.